Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, and of course she is the dietitian head of food service at Cass County Memorial Hospital and Health System. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. Good to see you today.
Yeah, we haven't visited for quite a while. Emily, the other day I saw an article with that was headed with the initials BMI, and you know, those initials have been around a long time, but it's not the initials that we use. What does BMI mean?
It means body mass index, and it's developed from a formula that's kind of complicated for most of us to go through, but over the years they've developed charts, so we don't need to actually do the formula. We can just look at a chart, and it's a relationship between your height and your weight.
Okay, well, you know, we've been able to look at height-weight charts for a long time, but we probably did not call it our BMI. Now, in the past, it seems to me, when we were determining BMI, we measured people with calipers and so on. Is that something else?
That is something completely different, okay. And a lot of people still think that. That's like your body fat, but this is just a formula comparing your height to your weight.
Okay. Well, I think we better get used to hearing that. It probably will become more initials that we use from time to time, and we're going to be hearing it more as we check in for our annual checkups or when we go to see a physician.
Exactly, LaVon. I've heard, as you have, for years, the professionals heard it was going to be used, I'm going to say for 20 years. But just within the last few years, it's been being used lots more. I've seen the chart posted by the scales in the medical center. And most recently, our medical center here in Atlantic and other medical centers are addressing BMI with patients when they come for any visit, but especially for a physical.
Well, you know, we're used to being put on the scale when we come for our checkup or come in for any reason. We are always expecting to get our blood pressure taken. And there have been some kind of usual questions, but BMI is going to be kind of one of those?
It is, and I think one of the things people might have always addressed you with, maybe your physician, you went for your physical and you said, oh, last year you weighed this and you've gone up a little bit. Well, that's probably good to address. Now what they're doing is looking at this chart and saying, hey, by this chart, you're overweight or you're obese. And maybe you need to try to move down a few numbers on that chart. It's kind of hard for some of us to hear that. We may know it, but we don't really want to accept that.
Well, and even being overweight, we are used to seeing people a certain way, and I'm guessing for most of us, what's overweight really doesn't look overweight if we're kind of on the edge.
Exactly, exactly. And I think probably taller people can get by with a little higher BMI, like LaVon, you can get by with it better than me. But I just recently read an article that a lot of people that are BMI is overweight, they say they're normal. And the people that are obese, it's a higher percentage, think they're just overweight. And the reason we are addressing this, we're not trying to chastise people or be mean to them, is that the research shows that people that have a higher BMI have a higher incidence of diabetes and heart disease and also joint problems, knees, hips. You know, when you have too much weight on those joints, it's hard on them.
And then as we have more people who are sick and so on, that just increases health care costs. They're already, for a lot of reasons, it's a huge system, but all of those numbers of people who have those kinds of problems just increase that health cost for themselves and for others.
The health industry in general, not here in Atlantic, we're not picking on people, or it's in general, we're trying to make people a little bit more responsible for their own health and their own ailments and ways to make them better. So if you have to address it to make it better.
And so it seems to me, Emily, that this BMI is a way to make it maybe more specific or more understandable when we hear all these things about, well, we need to lose weight because, and those becauses are real. BMI could be a good point of reference, an easy point of reference to let us know where we stand.
Exactly. I like the BMI chart because you can lose 5 or 6 pounds and drop a number. It's a good goal-setting tool. Rather than looking at this chart that says I'm supposed to weigh 120 and I weighed that in sixth grade and I haven't seen it since, that's a hard thing to... But this, if you drop 5 or 6 pounds, you drop a BMI number. And so it's good for goal-setting. It's sort of like what you said when you go and find out what your blood pressure is. If you're not told if that's good or bad, what good is it?
Right.
So we really should be told what's normal and is your blood pressure at a good rate? And the same with your weight. Is that what it's supposed to be as far as overall health goes?
And one of the reasons you said we may not want to hear this, of course, it leads to things that we should do to change, and those are not easy things because it means changing our habits, and habits are hard to break. Food-wise, I just think that's really difficult. Exercise, one of the things, though, I've been reading lately on exercise is they're breaking it up into pieces. You don't have to go for an hour and say, oh, I got to do all this now.
No, and in fact, the research shows anything. Standing is better than sitting. If you have a desk job, get up every once in a while and walk to the water fountain or just stand up. Also, at night, I kind of become a couch potato. It's easy to sit down and do your computer stuff or watch television. And if you just get up and do a few little chores, that's more beneficial than sitting.
Maybe not walk to the kitchen for the snack. That might know. But even just getting up during the program, you know, sometimes you just sit there and it's just like you say, you just kind of veg out. But whether it's during the commercial or something else, get up.
Exactly. And I think, you know, those old things we've talked about, park the furthest away from the door. Use the stairs instead of the elevator. I mean, this hospital is a two-story building. Most of our employees could use the stairs rather than the elevator.
Well, you were talking about getting up. The thing I always see is the opportunity when you're talking on the phone to get up and pace. We used to say, oh, that's a really nervous habit. It's really good for you.
Yes, yes, it is. You're burning more calories. We used to say the fidgeters are the ones that are thinner. Well, they were the ones walking around when they were talking on the television.
Also, something that's happening, I don't know that I've seen this happening here, but I'm not in lots of offices, but I'm seeing articles about businesses that are creating stand-up desks, and even on treadmill, their desks are there so they can move while they're working. I don't know about that.
Right. We have some stand-up computer stands, so... But it's not universal. It's more in the nursing areas rather than in the office areas. But it's just a different thought process. And that kind of brings up a thing I've been reading more about is just mindful eating, mindful thinking. Think about what you're doing and think about what you're eating.
Because, again, those habits, you really have to think about them in order to change them and work on them for a while. Once you get a new habit, well, hey, you know, then it's pretty easy. So where can we find more information about BMI?
I would think you could just plain Google it. I also think the website, choosemyplate.gov, has tons of information on this and eating plans and nutritional information and exercise information. There's even a way on there to track what you eat and what you exercise. It's called the Super Tracker.
Okay. And if somebody's listening that has apps and iPods and all those things, sort of things that I don't even know, I'm sure it's really easy to get information and also to track. I've seen information about a couple places. You can just track it right there on your phone.
Exactly.
Or your iPod.
Exactly, exactly. It's not that there's not information out there. There's tons of information. And especially like this choosemyplate.gov is truthful, valuable information. And so it's more of us getting committed to doing something.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
I'm glad you mentioned that site is good information, credible information, because there's so much information out there. How do we look at it all? We don't need to look at all of it. Just choose a good site. So, again, that is?
Choosemyplate.gov.
Okay. Now, when we go in to get a checkup or go to see our doctor, are we going to be given some information then, do you think?
Yes, I believe so. Right now, the Atlantic Medical Center has a little handout they give to everybody. They don't just select certain people about what your BMI is and what that means, and maybe a few ideas about if that needs to change. But they are. I think the good thing is this is being given to everyone, and we do have people at the too low a BMI. Also, so it's not like they're just selecting certain BMIs to address.
That's a good point. We often forget about those folks who try and try and try to gain weight because they need to, and it's really sometimes more difficult than the other way. So we want to thank you very much, Emily Kringle, Cass County Hospital Medical, to help us know more about BMI. Until next time, here's a thought. Do just once what others say you can't do, and you will never pay attention to their limitations again.